the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us here. Coach, again, congratulations, 8 in a row.
Thanks, Kelly. Again, credit the players. You know, went out and played, I thought, for the most part, a really solid game. We never make it easy on ourselves. That's kind of our Amber and mine thing we got going after games. We just look at each other. She goes, it's never easy. You know, you're up 3-0 and playing really well. But I told the group, I thought we got a little loose after that in terms of how we were playing. Then we took some penalties. Obviously, that didn't help. Now we get down 5-on-3. And so they get one. And, you know, talked about just going out and playing the right way again in the third period and finishing this thing off right. And, you know, they catch a break, Paige back on defense on a 1-on-1, and not her fault, but, you know, a great shot by their player goes bar down, and all of a sudden it's 3-2, and you know, you're scrambling to hang on. But I thought after a few minutes there, we did settle down, had some really positive shifts, and had some good zone time, and again at the end really did a good job of managing the puck.
Haley Mack with the hat trick here today. Man, she was on fire.
Yeah, great to see. You know, again, she had the opportunity she had yesterday, she could have had a hat trick. So to see her get one, and again, streaky like that, gets the second, you know, then obviously gets that third. What a beautiful play by Ellie Mosier on that third goal. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the way she froze the goalie and made that pass. And, you know, that was just a great play by Ellie. So, but Haley's a goal scorer, and she gets mad at me because I don't put her out there with the goalie pulled, but she wants to score. For her to get three was huge for us today.
It was nice to see Ellie Mosier find her place on that line, too, with those three assists today. But going back, I can't remember if it was the first or the second goal. It might have been the second Haley Mack goal. Kara Wirth made an exceptional play at the blue line, keeping the play alive in the offensive zone. Just had to stretch for it.
Yeah, I think that was the second goal. I think that was the second goal here. Yeah.
Oh, what a great play. It really kept everything moving for your team on that play. Obviously, she got the assist on the third goal, but a great big day there. Your defense looked pretty spectacular, too. I mean, Mack Lange had a great day. 3 shots and 2 block shots for Mack, getting up in the play as well and having the first assist there for Haley Mack. But talk about the play of your goaltender. Lexi Baker comes in. She gets to play here on the road and makes 16 saves. Didn't see a ton of action, but she gets her first career win.
Yeah, that's cool. That was the first thing we mentioned in the locker room. Just really proud of her, you know, to come in here again. You're on the road going against a team that had already gotten beaten on Friday. So you knew they were going to be, you know, fired up to try to get one back. And I thought she played with a lot of composure, made the saves she needed to make. And, you know, again, gets down there to the end. It's 3-2, and she made some big stops for her. So just really proud of Lexi to get her first career win.
Coach, what's on the schedule for your team as far as the Christmas break? How long will they get?
Well, there's a few players still have finals left, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this coming week. But there will be no hockey. They're off now until the 30th of December. They'll come back, and then first things up is the Minnesota Cup over in Duluth on January 4th and 5th. So, but we'll enjoy this. Obviously, get home, spend some time with family and friends, and relax a little bit. But I told them to keep that in the back of their mind. You know, we want to start the second half on a positive, and we got a great opportunity in that tournament. So, but until the 30th, they're off.
Coach, a lot of people emailing the booth today wishing all of us a Merry Christmas. A message back to our listeners and fans?
Oh, yeah. I just want to, first of all, thank them for their support and the fact that they're following us. That's just tremendous. Great showing out here of fans that came out here to Schenectady and to cheer on the Bees. A lot of family, obviously, but just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, and hopefully everybody will get a chance to spend it with our family, and if anybody's traveling, hope they have safe travels, and we'll see everybody in 2020.
Coach, ice cream?
That'd be awesome. We'll have to find a way on the way home to stop and get some ice cream.
The team earned it, that's for sure. Coach, congratulations again. You also have a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll see you back in Bemidji.
Thanks, Kelly. I think you got another hockey game to call tomorrow, but
I do.
Hopefully you and Schultz have a really nice break and a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. You too. Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here.